Alright, folks, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming your time, attention, and sanity in this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like there's not enough time in the day to do everything you want, let alone take care of yourself? We're talking about that nagging feeling of always putting others first, even when your own needs are screaming for attention. Well, today we're diving deep into how to prioritize your needs without feeling a twinge of guilt. Because let's be real, sometimes taking care of ourselves feels selfish, right? Like we should be constantly giving, giving, giving until we're running on fumes. But guess what? You can't pour from an empty cup. It's like that old saying, you can't help others if you can't help yourself. And trust me, I get it. There's this societal pressure to always be the hero, the selfless one, the rock for everyone around us. But here's the thing, when we constantly prioritize everyone else's needs, we end up neglecting our own well-being. And that's a recipe for burnout, resentment, and a whole lot of misery. So today, we're going to shift that perspective. We're going to learn how to set healthy boundaries, communicate our needs effectively, and feel good about taking time for ourselves. Ready to ditch the guilt trip and embrace self-care? Let's go. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your needs without feeling guilty. 1. Recognize that your needs are valid. Seriously, this is huge. We've been taught from a young age to put others first, but it's time to break that cycle. Your needs matter just as much as anyone else's. Whether it's needing some alone time, wanting to pursue a hobby, or simply craving a good night's sleep, these are all valid desires that deserve attention. Remember, you're not selfish for taking care of yourself. You're being responsible and setting the foundation for a happier, healthier life. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Small changes can make a big difference. Maybe it's saying no to one social event this week or carving out 30 minutes each day for something you enjoy. The key is to start somewhere and build from there. 3. Learn to say no. This might be the hardest part, but it's also the most crucial. Saying no allows you to protect your time and energy. It doesn't mean being rude or uncaring. It simply means setting healthy boundaries. You can still be kind and supportive without overextending yourself. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself or justify your needs. A simple, I appreciate the offer, but I won't be able to make it, is usually enough. 4. Communicate your needs clearly. Don't expect others to read your mind. Let them know what you need, both in your personal life and at work. This can be as simple as saying, I need some time to myself to recharge, or, can we reschedule this meeting for later? Being direct and honest will save you a lot of frustration in the long run. 5. Celebrate your wins. When you prioritize your needs, celebrate those victories. Did you say no to something that drained your energy? Awesome. Did you take that walk you needed? High five. Every small step towards self-care is worth acknowledging and celebrating. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're hosting a dinner party. You've gone all out, prepared delicious food, set the table beautifully, and made sure your guests feel welcome. But then, throughout the evening, everyone keeps asking for more of something specific, ignoring everything else you've put effort into. You end up exhausted and feeling unappreciated. Doesn't sound very fun, right? That's what happens when we constantly prioritize others' needs over our own. We become overwhelmed, resentful, and ultimately depleted. Think about it this way. You wouldn't serve your guests a bland meal just because they requested it. You'd offer them a variety of options to choose from, ensuring everyone feels satisfied. The same applies to your own life. It's about finding that balance, being kind and generous while also honoring your own needs. By learning to say no, communicating effectively, and making time for self-care, you can create a fulfilling life where everyone, including yourself, feels valued and respected. Remember, folks, prioritizing your needs isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about creating a life that is both meaningful and sustainable. So go out there, set those boundaries, communicate your needs, and celebrate those small victories along the way. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words of empowerment. Catch you all on the next episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge. Keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember, taking care of yourself is always a good thing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.